Well, howdy people. Now, here's a video that shows completely how entitled and delusional Femons have become. They truly believe that the whole world, the whole universe, evolves around them. I found this video on X and I'll put a link to it down below. It goes on a bit, but I think that makes it more funny. And it proves that Femons can cause chaos and drama about anything, anywhere.
What,
hiya.
Yeah, hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm just waiting for my friend. He's in that shop over there.
Oh, well, can you move, please?
Why?
Well, my boyfriend Tony is coming in a minute. I live in those apartments just up there.
Okay.
And so my boyfriend Tony is coming and he wants to park here.
Okay, but look, I can park here. This is literally a public street.
Yeah, but my boyfriend Tony's coming.
Okay, but look, I can park here.
Well, not really, because he's coming and he wants to park here.
Who's coming here?
Tony. What are you laughing at?
Tony's coming here, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and who's Tony?
My boyfriend. Okay. I just said that.
All right, sorry. So, hold a minute. Because Tony's here, that means I can't park here.
Well, yeah.
But why?
Because my boyfriend, Tony...
Okay,
he's
yeah.
coming here.
All right, I get it. You got a boyfriend, all right? Yeah, I don't care that you got a boyfriend.
But it's Tony.
Sorry?
It's Tony.
Okay, love, I don't care if it's Tony or Joseph or Michael, all right? I was here
you
first.
You should care.
Sorry.
He needs to park here because he's coming to visit me and I live right up there.
Okay, but I was here first.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're outside my house.
Well, no, it's not really a house, love. You live in a
okay,
flat upstairs.
You're outside my apartment.
Okay, but I'm parked on a public street.
Yeah, but you're not getting it. Tony's coming, and he wants to park here outside my apartment.
Yeah, well, tell Tony to park somewhere else.
I'm not going to tell him that.
Why not?
Because he always parks in this spot.
But I can park here.
No, you can't.
Yes,
He's
I can.
He's coming and he wants to park here.
I can park here. Excuse me, love. I can park here, can't I?
Maybe you can be here.
Yeah, I can park here.
But I live just up there, so he can't park here, can he?
Yeah, he can park here.
She's telling me that her boyfriend Tony wants to park here. I was parked here first.
I don't know, but I know just only one thing. It's not mandatory.
But Tony's coming.
It's fair here, right?
Tony always parks here. Sorry.
Sorry for that. I don't know.
Tony always parks here.
Love, I don't care if Tony parks here. I can park here.
You will care when he gets here.
I can park here if I want to park here. If I want to park here. Boss, I can park here, can't I?
Look, you can't
he
park
don't know, does he?
Outside my apartment.
Love, you don't own this road. You do not
no,
own this road.
But this section is where Tony always parks.
Love.
And you're blocking him at the
look,
minute.
I don't care about
he's
no Tony,
be here
love.
Any
I don't,
second
I
now.
Don't care about Tony, love. You told Tony, yeah?
Look, can you just move?
What's his name again?
If you think this is, you know, you can park anywhere you like, then why don't you go over there and park up there?
Because literally, my friend is over there.
There's a space right
my
there.
My friend's there.
There's a space right there opposite.
That's a double yellow line. I can't
no,
park there.
It's a
double. I said it's a double yellow line. They're going to get tickets.
It doesn't
okay,
matter.
So why didn't you tell Tony to park over there then?
Tony's not going to park over there.
Tony.
He always parks in this space here.
What's his name again?
And now you're blocking him.
What's his name again?
Tony. Did you not listen the first time?
Has he got a toe on his knee?
What?
Has he got a toe on his knee?
Oh, you think he's so funny. Yeah. You won't be laughing when he gets here.
I won't be laughing.
No.
Why?
Because
by the time he gets here, I probably won't be here anymore.
He's going to be here any second now.
Ooh.
Yeah, probably in about 30 seconds, a minute.
Who's going to be here?
My boyfriend, Tony. The one I've been telling you about the whole time.
Look.
How do you not know? Oh, my life. Honestly, can you just move the car, please?
Look.
Like, it's just...
I'm just... Look.
Can you just move the car? Go over there. Park over there. This is not your street. You don't live here, I live here, and Tony's coming to park here any second now. So can you just move? Go on, turn your engine on. Turn it on, move.
In case you didn't catch it, her boyfriend's name is Tony. And it's amazing that she is completely unaware how ridiculous she sounds. How ridiculous she's acting. I mean, this guy obviously has a sense of humor. Because if he didn't, he could have just told her to bugger off. The entitlement is sure strong in this one. With absolutely no logic or common sense. It's just all about her. And what with acting like this, their lies, their deceit, their extortion, their manipulation, it's no wonder males are walking away. Because this has become the normal femon behavior today. I walked away many, many years ago. If you haven't walked away yet, guys, do it now. No guy needs his chaos, drama. Life is hard enough as it is. I mean, this should be classed as harassment. But because it's a femon, it won't be, will it? Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Crazy every day. You take it easy now.